I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Sudan takes the spotlight today on International Women's Day. Some estimates say women made up two-thirds of the protest movement that ousted President Bashir last spring. In August, Sudan's traditional government appointed the first female chief justice in the Arab world. Unfortunately, freedom is coming slowly to Sudanese churches. Please ask the Lord to remove barriers and pray He'll continue to encourage and strengthen Sudanese Christian women. And there's mixed hope and fear over what a new government will bring to Sudan. Politics will play out on the global stage, but deep-rooted issues remain. World Mission's Greg Kelly says constant war and famine combined with other atrocities mean that healing is hard to find. Fear needs to be replaced with trust in Christ, he adds. Biblical training is rare, but Kelly says the global church can help. Please ask the Lord to raise up trustworthy and mature Christian leaders in Sudan. Learn more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.